This is Russ Belville. I know him really well. You think I could just rattle this off, but no, no, no. Russ Belville's been doing this for a long time. Just a fun fact, Russ Belville and I are both wearing our Boise, Idaho Hemp Fest shirts from just 6 days ago. I introduced him at Boise because Russ is magically from Boise. He doesn't live there now, but that's where he's from, and he wanted to go back and try to legalize medical marijuana in the one state in this area that doesn't have any medical protection. But he is mostly known as the executive director of 420radio.org, the host of the Russ Belville Show on cannabisradio.com, a live weekday talk show radio show that's been called the NPR of POT. That's pot. And you can also catch his twice weekly Radical Rant column in hightimes.com. Please welcome Radical Russ Belville.
Thank you, Steve. Fun. Give it up for Steve. Welcome to the, where are we? Kevin Black Memorial Stage. I'm Radical Russ Belville. Like I said, I'm on cannabisradio.com. I do a live daily talk radio show for the cannabis community. So whenever there's news, there's studies, there's polls, I'm covering all that. It's just like the news, except it's about something you care about. So check that out on cannabisradio.com. I also write for High Times. You can catch me in High Times magazine from time to time. HighTimes.com twice a week. The column's called Radical Rant, where I go off on whatever it is that made me mad this week. And here's something that made me mad. I went back to Boise, the Boise Hemp Fest. I wore the Boise Hemp Fest t-shirt because I'm originally from Boise, Idaho. Go Big Blue. I was the last Buster Bronco on green turf in Boise, Idaho. That's how old I am. And I went back there because as much progress as we're making, there's still a lot of places that have yet to make this progress. And we need to remember, as good as we may have it, others out there are still struggling. Thinking back that this is the 25th anniversary of Hemp Fest, when this Hemp Fest first started, there were zero legal states, zero medical states, zero decrim states. You just got busted if you had weed. I started coming to Hemp Fest in 2004. At that time, there were 8 medical states, zero legal states, and about 12, 11, 13 decrim states. Now, 25 states that recognize some medical use of cannabis, 4 that have legalization, 21 that have decriminalization, 21 that have industrial hemp, 16 that have CBD-only laws. In fact, there are only 7 states left where there is absolute marijuana prohibition, where it isn't legal for anybody. We don't care if you're a patient. We don't care if you're a kid. We don't care if it's CBD. We don't care what. It's absolutely illegal in just 7 states. And those states are West Virginia, Arkansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska, Indiana, and there's an 8th one, and that's Idaho. And Idaho's completely surrounded. There's legal in Washington and Oregon. They're gonna legalize it in Nevada. They've got CBD in Utah and Wyoming. They've got medical in Montana. And then above them in Canada, they're going to have legalized, and they've already got medical. Idaho's completely surrounded. But there's a lot of states out there like that, and they're fewer and fewer as time goes on, because this election season, we got North Dakota on the ballot for medical marijuana. North Dakota. Unbelievable. And we've got Florida on the ballot for medical, and the polls are looking real good there. We got Arkansas on the ballot, and here's some breaking news for you about Arkansas. They have 1 medical marijuana on the ballot. They've got 2. They're going to have 2 different medical marijuanas to choose from. Hey, which one do you like better? This is in Arkansas, of all places. Montana is voting on medical marijuana. They're voting to fix their medical. A lot of people don't know, but Montana passed medical in 2004, but in 2011, their legislature repealed medical marijuana. The governor vetoed that, and that saved medical, so they came back and they said, all right, we're just going to gut it. We're going to say you can't have dispensaries. If you're a caregiver, you can only care for 3 people. If you're a doctor and you recommend for more than 25 patients, we're going to have the medical board look up your records. He's a little kid, so I didn't want to say. We're going to have the medical board look up your records and audit you and get you all intimidated. Now, there's been a lot of court battles over that in Montana, but the long story short of it is we lost those battles, and at the end of this month, August 31st, those restrictions go into effect in Montana. No more dispensaries. Caregivers caring for 20, 30 patients have to pick 2 or 3. That's all they get, two or three now. And for the doctors now that want to recommend, they got to worry about losing their license if they talk to more than 25 cancer patients, or 25 AIDS patients, whoever it is, pain patients. So there's battles going on all over the country. And don't think that the legalizations are slam dunks either. Now, the latest polls in California are 64%. California's looking pretty slammed up. Latest polls in Arizona are 43 versus 49. We're behind. More people want to vote against it in Arizona. Nevada, the polls are 50%. They're right on the edge. Massachusetts, the polls are at 43. Looking like it's not going to pass there. Maine's looking pretty good at 58%. So none of these are slam dunks. We got to keep going, and we got to keep fighting. So no matter what you got here, understand there's also problems happening all over the country. And you can do something about it by getting involved. You can contribute to national organizations. There's plenty of them. They're all over HempFest to talk to. You can also give to HempFest itself. How many people are here ever donated in the HempFest bucket? Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear, because what happens is they estimate for how many people they get in here. They only get like less than a dollar per person. It's like pennies, you know, cents that they get per person. Man, it ought to be $5-$10 a person, really. How? Where are you going to find so many great bands and so many great vendors and smoke weed out here on the grass? So on your way out, two things. Pick up a piece of garbage and donate in the bins. And get involved. HempFest.org, Normal.org, SSDP, Students for Sensible Drug Policy, Women Grow. There's the Women Grow that's happening all over. There's all sorts of patient groups you can get involved in. The number one thing is showing up, because the first three letters of activism are ACT, A-C-T. You got to do something about it. And you can make a difference. We already have. We've already changed our laws, some good, some bad, but we've made changes and we're moving forward. I'm Radical Russ from CannabisRadio.com. You can also check me out on HighTimes.com, Radical Rant Column. Thanks for letting me educate just a little bit, and have yourselves a wonderful Silver Anniversary Hep Fest. Woo!